This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. If Congress doesn't authorize the money in the coming hours, what have been deemed non-essential parts of the federal government will close down. This includes, it turns out, the statisticians who are calculating what is arguably the most market-sensitive government report of the week, Friday's scheduled employment and unemployment report. On Mondays, we check in live with Julia Coronado, Chief Economist North America at BNP Paribas in New York. Hello, Julia.
Good morning.
So if the Bureau of Labor Statistics folks have to stay home with a government shutdown, what happens Friday?
Well, we won't get the all-important employment report, and there is some precedent for this. When the government shut down in 95-96, the January employment report did indeed get delayed for several weeks. So we would have nothing to look forward to on Friday.
Clearly, the world would go on, but it would inject some uncertainty because folks like you would just have to guess.
That's right. I mean, and uncertainty is never good for financial markets, and we're seeing that this morning. So there's a lot of jitters, not just because the economic impact would be so large, but we just won't know what will come next.
And there's also uncertainty coming out of Europe today that has nothing to do with the fiscal impasse in Washington.
Yes, they have their own government problems to worry about. The Berlusconi party has resigned in an attempt to force a vote of confidence for the current government. So we could be looking at a whole new wave of Italian elections, and that's a cloud of uncertainty over the Eurozone.
And could affect the mending to the fiscal crisis there. Julia Coronado, BNP Paribas, thank you very much.
It's a pleasure.